Tavkuf Mem Gimel Siv Gimel Mutar Litein Yehudim Melachim Bekablonis Oy Bischiriyoyim Sheyasenu Acha Amoid Ulvad Shelagim Doid Vigishko Vigimle Derv Shoyse Bechol. You can make a deal with a guy to do some work for you after Chol HaMoed, even if you want him to pay by the day, which would be definitely awesome. Ikar Din on Chol HaMoed, but here he's not doing any work for you on Chol HaMoed. You just made the agreement on Chol HaMoed for after Chol HaMoed. But you should not weigh the items that you're giving to work with. You shouldn't count them the way you do during a regular weekday. He says that if you give garments to Chol HaMoed to do laundry, you shouldn't count them out. Just give them a whole bunch full. He says that's kind of rare where either minig is that people don't give the garments to the guy to do on Chol HaMoed. We're talking about to do for after Chol HaMoed. And Chol HaMoed itself, it's also. But even for him to start the work after Chol HaMoed, people avoid it because it's hard to give it over without being exact. Because if you're not going to be exact when you give it over, you may never get it back either. Says the Ramah, V'af im yasein Yehuda achakach malocha, shor yehoil v'hitni mo laseisa achamoy. If you gave him this laundry or whatever it is to do after the moed, which is permitted, like we said before, since it's not a fahesia, then you don't have to put a guard over the guy to make sure he doesn't do it on Chol HaMoed. He does it, so he's not doing it according to the agreement. He's doing it just for his hanoah, and that's permitted.